Von Fosmu, everybody.
Well, when you find yourself in hell, keep on moving. That's kind of the theme. The spiritual flavor of this talk is all rumors. Just because I believe it doesn't mean it's so. I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it, but doesn't mean it's so. I have always found music to be a learning experience. I loved music. In this life, I was on the high ground above Riverside, east of Los Angeles, and we had a neighbor hook. We had a neighbor hook up a FM tuner to the TV, a 19-inch TV with a big audio system, 12-inch speaker, and I could hear all the radio stations, FM stations in Los Angeles. So I got to listen to all that, and I sang a lot. Had a little Sony 9-transistor, $40 transistor radio with the battery that I was given for a birthday present. And when I was out pushing the lawnmower on the weeds around the rental houses and such that we had, I could listen to that with my earplug. And I think I died in World War II, and then repersonalized, right, with the earliest of the baby boomers in 1946. And I think I'm of the earliest type of starseed. There's the more recent ones that are the next generation and the next generation, but the original, a lot of the original starseed that... Well, the first kind of starseed that came to this planet way back 40,000 years ago, maybe. They have pretty much got to the point where they're repersonalizing continuously now. And before World War II, I was probably very much into that musical thing because I really loved the big band sound. And I've been... told that I was with one of the cosmic families that's on the planet pretty much during every spiritual renaissance that has happened. You know, during this difficult time, the Lucifer Rebellion is still being debated as to whether it's over or not. Well, after Vietnam, I traveled around being a handyman, and that morphed into working in horticulture, tree trimming. And I had my different traveling rigs, and they always had radio. And one of them, it was a 68 VW, it had a German radio. It was just excellent. And as I traveled around the states, the western states mostly, I would listen, and it had a scan button, you know, and I would listen to the music, the quality of the music that was at the different little towns. Some towns, they just didn't have any music reception that was, well, lots of towns had no radio to speak of, in small towns in the desert especially. But I would hang out if the town, you know, grabbed me somehow, and especially if it had good music. And rock and roll was just kind of coming in. The 60s music with its social commentary was really grabbing me. And I could hear the cultural revolution through the music, of course. So that was great. And I could sing really good when I was alone in the car. Nobody could hear me. And I really loved it. So it was kind of a healing process, and But at the same time, and especially recently, I see this theme of denial. Denial, you know, it's like Rastafarian music recently, for example, is very a full spectrum of spirituality. They have this simple little denial, euphoria sort of thing, especially with the smoking. But they also have very strong commentary, really addressing the issue a lot more than a lot of individuals, a lot of different denominations within the cult of Christianity, for example. The Rastafarian music, I really enjoy it. It addresses the 12 tenets of the Lucifer Manifesto in a very good way. Previous life, although I have never been told, I have a real strong feeling that I had previous life again with one of those cosmic families was the original Mormon or Church of Latter-day Saints there in Utah. And when I travel around Utah, I just feel very much at home. A lot of my aunts and uncles, cousins, they're Latter-day Saints, Mormons. I really understand it. And so it's just wonderful the way music is a healing thing and allows one to thrive and let go and let God. All the people that have been sharing tonight, I feel this theme has been going through the presentation so fine. I can really relate to it. So I just try and remember that little saying from a little bitty book I have. It says, if you find yourself in hell, keep on going.